Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanez. This is episode 212, season 9. Today's date is April 11, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about my memories of watching Ham's beer commercials that aired on TV in Chicago. Also, I'll do a wrap-up of past posts on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. So this will be a fun show. Before I get started, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Garanimals, children's clothing. I remember these very well. And what can I say? It's the 70s. So here's a commercial from 1977. And when I come back, I will talk about a little about Garanimals. And so sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
These tags are the key to the Garanimal system, a great way to shop for kids' clothes. Just match animal tags, and the shirts and pants go together. Match lions or zebras. Mix and match any number of tops and bottoms. Garanimals can take a lot of monkey business. In fact, they're so durable, most kids outgrow them before they outwear them. Garanimal. Just match the tag for a perfect match.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Garanimals. Like I said before, I remember this product very well. I'll give you a brief history of this product. It was founded in 1972 by a man named Seymour Lichtenstein. And the company's name was called Garan Incorporated. I don't know where they got that name. And each item of clothing featured a hang tag depicting one of several animals called Garanimals. And so you had the original clothing had like embroidered animals on the breasts or the bottom tops and or on the waistbands of the bottoms, sometimes on the legs or like you had shorts. And the purpose was to allow kids pick out their old outfits with the matching the same animals, you know, top and bottom, which is kind of cool like that. They were very colorful. You know, the animals look so cute. I remember seeing these Adventure when it was in business. A couple of locations. One was at Fort City Mall on the southwest side. Also, the other venture was in Oak Lawn at 95th Street and South Pulaski. I remember my mom went shopping there, and she took me with, and I used to see those. I never wore them because I was too old by then. When Venture was in business, so I was in high school, looked kind of silly wearing those. And they were in business for quite a while. Then they were discontinued. I don't know when exactly, but they were brought back around 2008. And now they're sold at Walmart in its stores and online. They do have them. So I'll check it out. One day, if I go to Walmart and see if they're there, you know, just out of curiosity. Right now, they're owned by a company called Berkshire Hathaway, and they own Fruit of the Loom. You remember the commercial for Fruit of the Loom when all the fruit were talking? That was, I think, the 70s and 80s. Okay. So at the beginning of the program, I talked about, I mentioned that I will talk about Ham's beer commercials that aired on television in Chicago, my memories of watching those, and also I'll do a past post on my Facebook page Vanna Chicagoland. So this will be fun. Before I get started, a couple things I want to bring up. I will go to the doctor a week from today. But I'll take a blood test this Thursday and see, we'll see what he says when he gets the results. Not as tired as I used to be. Still am. Because I did work around the house, I'm just bushed. So the fatigue is still there, but the hot flashes are gone practically. So that's a good sign. You know, I wish, but it's so beautiful outside. The weather is gorgeous. I want to do my walking, you know, enjoy the fresh air. I'm just don't have the energy. I try, but I'll do my best. And also my Easter's coming up this weekend, so that'll be nice. Okay, so let's get started. I'll give you a history of Ham's beer right now. Let's see what we got. Okay. So this was called the Theodore Ham's Brewing Company, and that was founded in 1865 in St. Paul, Minnesota. And of course, the man's name was Theodore Ham with two M's. And he bought a company called Excelsior Brewery. I can't say that word. I apologize. And that was the founder's name was Andrew Keller. And he bought that, and then he opened. Not only he opened in St. Paul, but he also opened in other places, like other cities. That is, and he acquired the other breweries. They were in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston, and Baltimore, and then they all turned into Ham's beer, and became very popular. And then they're trying to find a logo and a jingle. So this gets very interesting. So the jingle was from a song, and it was titled "From the Land of Sky Blue Water," and that's been known, you know, ever since. You know, and it's also on the labels of the, on the cans and the bottles. And then it first was used on the radio, and then of course on television. And when you hear that jingle, which I'm going to play in a moment, it will go like this: "From the land, the sky, blue waters." And then you hear the echo going, "Waters comes the beer refreshing, Hams the beer refreshing." Then it repeats that and says Hams. But then they changed it in the 50s. They added an extra line. So it's like, "From the land of sky blue waters, from the land of pines lofty balsams, comes the beer refreshing." And they switched that. That's the one, that jingle we know forever like that. As for the Hams bear, he was an animated bear. He appeared on not on the radio. You wouldn't hear him. You would see him on television, or also you would see him in advertising, so like in magazines or billboards, or on store displays, or in liquor stores, or any place that sold beer. And so he was a cartoon mascot, and they would. If you remember the commercials, it would be featured in somewhere out in the woods. And I remember one, like he was on a rolling log in a creek, and he would do that. And someone would sing that song like that. So it's kind of cool. And then they have a statue of the mascot in St. Paul, Minnesota. And if you're ever in the Minneapolis, St. Paul area, you can go visit. That'd be kind of nice. I'd like to see that. And the creation of the Ham's Bear was, it took place at a restaurant in Minneapolis. It was called Freddy's in 1952. And the character was born. That's when he was created. And let's see. So there was a man called Cleo Hobble, I think he's a man or a woman, I guess. He got the credit of drawing the bear on a napkin, and that's when he was born. So he was responsible for that. So that's kind of nice like that. And so the memories of watching the commercials for Hamm's beer was, of course, during sporting events. Like, for example, the Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Bears, Chicago Blackhawks, the Chicago Bulls, all of them. All the sports teams in Chicago, but not just in Chicago. Also in L.A. and Houston and Baltimore and Kansas City. Wherever they had breweries located, they used him like that. And every time they get the Hamm's beer, they get excited, you know. And, you know, I didn't watch much sports. I'm not much of a sports fan. But when I was little, I remember when the Cubs were broadcasted on WGN TV Channel 9. And they would show that commercial, you know, for Hamm's beer. And it looked very, how would I say it, scenic, you know. And then he showed the beer glass like that. So it's nice like that. And so right now I'm going to play the commercial of Hamm's beer that features the bear. It's in black and white. You can find a lot of them on YouTube, you know, just do a search. You can find them there. They're all there. Practically, they're in black and white. They're in color. There's some Hamm's beer commercials that do not feature the bear. They just feature maybe a couple drinking beer, or just there's a couple like in the 70s where there's a guy driving a Jeep somewhere mountainous, you know, in a mountainous area with a bear in the passenger seat. That'd be kind of funny. You know, and I've seen that. So sit back and enjoy the commercial for Hamm's beer. This is the full with the full jingle, not the one that I just sang. So there's some extra lines there. Okay, so I'm going to play it right now, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
This is the land of sky blue waters, land of cool enchantment. Listen. From the land of sky blue waters to you comes Hamm's, the beer refreshing as the crisp, cool land it's brewed in. The beer that captures for you the wonderful refreshment of this enchanted Northland. Hamm's. Hamm's. Crisp, clean cut to the taste, refreshing.
Hints of lakes and sunset breezes.
Hamm beer.
Dance and sparkle in each glass bowl.
Hamm's
a beer refreshing. Hamm's a beer refreshing.
Hamm's.
Refreshingly yours from the land of sky blue waters.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Hamm's beer that featured the bear. As for myself, I've had the beer a few times, you know, in my 20s, 30s, 40s. Not much of a beer drinker. The last time I bought this beer, I remember this. It was at Fresh Line Foods. It was our supermarket. It was on the 95th Street in Oakland. They tore it down now. It's an empty lot. I don't know what's going to happen to that. It's another story. And I saw it in the fridge. So I bought a six pack and I tried it. It was okay. I don't know if it tastes the same. Maybe they changed the formula. I don't know. I have to ask somebody who has drank it for years. Maybe it has. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know. I have no idea. They came out with Hamm's Light. They did that. I remember the cans used to be shaped like a keg, like that for like that. And but the design of the cans have changed over the years. So you don't see it advertised much on TV, not really. And I don't know if they featured the bear. I don't know. I have no. And so right now, Hams is not an independent brewing company. They sold it to Molson Coors in Canada. You know, that makes Coors, you know, Coors beer and Molson, you know, up in Canada like that. And also the light beer was also called Special Light. Forgive me. It's like that. So they got rid of that. And I don't know if you see, but they still have the logo. No, not the logo. The jingle, you know, from the Land of Sky Blue Waters. It's still on packaging. It's still on the cans. It's still on the cases. Also on the bottles. That has not changed, you know. So that's kind of nostalgic in a way. So that's kind of nice, like that. And like I said, if I someday maybe I'll buy one, you know. But I don't drink much, so if it's available at a restaurant or something, I'll order it. I will order one and see how it tastes, you know, just out of curiosity. Who knows? Someday. All right. Not right now. I'm going to talk about past posts on my Facebook page, Van Chicagoland. I got quite a few, so I'm going to get started right now. I posted this on March 22nd, last month. I found a menu. I think I posted this before on my page a long time ago. It's a menu from a restaurant called the Pie Pan Drive-In that was located at 5950 North Cicero Avenue in Chicago. It's probably near in the Saugatuck neighborhood around there, I believe. I heard it was a very nice restaurant. It was like a drive-in. You know, they sold hamburgers, milkshakes, pies. And it was, I don't know who owned it. And I don't know when it was in business or when it went out of business. But a lot of people who lived in that area remembered very well. They liked it a lot. So that's kind of nice. And who doesn't like pies? Like that. Okay. Next up, I posted an ad I found in the Chicago Tribune. It's for a restaurant called the Crab Apple. That was located at the Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie, Illinois. And this was about the time where the mall opened. And it was right there where Marshall Fields was located. And the date of this ad was March 23rd, 1958. And I don't know how long it was in business, but according to a few people that live in the area or have lived in the area, they said it was a pretty good restaurant. I don't know where they got the name, but it's called the Crab Apple. So that's kind of nice. And so if you're exhausted, you know, you could, if you don't, you know, if you're exhausted by shopping all day long, you know, you can go in there. And it sounds like a nice place. It really was. Okay. Let's see what else. On March 25th, that was Greek Independence Day. So I celebrate. And I always post this photo of, I have a couple. It's like they had the parade. They had the Greek Independence Parade. It used to be on State Street, but now it's on Halsted Street at Greektown. And I found that this photo is a float, and it's from one of the churches at St. Basil. It's located on South Ashland on the west side. And right in front of the float it's on State Street in front of Charles A. Stevens, one of beautiful clothing store. A lot of people miss that. So it was kind of nice like that. I think it was like in the 70s, you know, because I used to march in this parade when I was a kid. There's a couple photos I have and when I was in school. And that was fun. We marched on State Street. I remember we marched from, what was it, Kinsey, all the way to Congress, you know, and I remember there was the Burger King there. Now it's gone. That area is redeveloped. It's changed so much. And I remember that. Also, they did it on Michigan Avenue. They've done that a couple times. And maybe they did on Michigan Avenue. I remember because when I was with my mom and my brothers, we used to meet people at the Art Institute. My mom used to call it the Lions. Meet us at the Lions. They were out there. So that's good. That okay. Let's see what else we got. Okay, I posted an ad for Danish coffee cake from Bernie Brothers Bakery. Oh, you know, we miss this bakery as much as Dressel's, you know, with the chocolate fudge. But Bernie Brothers was one of the best. It was, they had some wonderful, delicious pastries. First, it was like independent. It was an independent company. Then it moved to Jewel. They had their own section. And then it went out of business after that. I did a podcast episode way back about this company. I might do it again, you know, just get to more detail. Because I seem to recall I did an episode. It was called Bernie Brothers versus Dressel's, like which one was the best. So I haven't done one in the, like solely of that company. We'll see what happens, you know, because it's worth repeating, you know, because people still miss it. And they had wonderful birthday cakes, you know, for any event, even for graduation, holidays, Easter, Christmas. I heard their chocolate chip cookies were good, according to my followers on my page, you know, so that's kind of nice. You know, I miss it too. I really do. It was like the pink boxes, like that. Okay, and another post I did, it was a photo of Montgomery Ward Department Store that was located in Ford City, and that opened about 75, 76, around there. To remember exactly. I remember this store very well. And I remember when it was in construction, I lived in the area at the time. I remember they were having construction and everyone was looking forward to this store, you know, to being built so they can go shopping like that. And once it was opened, everyone flocked over there and started shopping there. I applied for a job there, didn't get it. I applied again, didn't get it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I had bad luck applying at Fort T. So I posted this photo on my page, and it's black and white, and it's kind of nice, you know, and people still remember it to this day. It closed about, I don't know, late 80s or early 90s, and then from what they tore it down. So they build one, and then they tore it down. It's kind of sad like that. Yeah, that is sad. Also, I found some TV preview covers. This is from the Chicago Sun-Times, the TV preview magazine. It all feature about baseball because it was opening day in Chicago, you know, for the Chicago Cubs. I think the White Sox was later. And it's kind of nice. You see all kinds of broadcasters, like, for example, Jack Brickhouse, Lloyd Pettit, Harry Carey, anything associated with baseball, which is kind of nice. That's kind of cool, like that. And I found there was a collection, and there was also Bill Veeck on that. Also, where they aired on Channel 9, Channel 32 in Chicago. Yeah. Okay. Next post I had was this was a photo I found on eBay, and I didn't know where the location was. And some people said it was the Encore Theater at 641 North Clark Street, and then it moved to 1419 North Wells Street in Old Town. So that was because people have lived in the area or they know it. So that's, I'm glad they told me that. So, but it was nice seeing a theater like that. So that's a big help. Also, another post was, I found a alarm clock, and it was a promotional alarm clock, excuse me, that featured Hubert the Lion from the Harris Bank. We all know the Hubert the Lion doll that, you know, when you did your banking or you opened a new account or any, you know, as a gift, but these are alarm clocks. There were other gifts as well, but I found this and it was kind of cool. And you know how alarm clocks were in the old days, you know, when you set it for the next day to wake you up, they go ding, 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 and it's real loud. It wakes up the whole house. But when it's not ringing, it's ticking. I don't like alarm clocks because it makes noise and I can't sleep. You know, I like it quiet. So yeah, I have a digital one. Some people use their iPhones. That's fine. But, you know, I still like the alarm clocks, you know, with the digital, it's quiet and you see what time it is. But this one's kind of cool. And it features Hubert on the lion on the face of the clock. So that's kind of nice, like that. Okay. And also, I posted this photo of myself holding the first issue of TV Guide. I got this as a Christmas gift in 2020. It's like during my recovery. And I found it on eBay, and it was a Chicago edition. Oh, I had to buy it. I mean, I had to buy it because they're very rare. And it featured Dizzy Ernest Jr., being born during I Love Lucy. When Lucy had the baby, she had a little Ricky, and I had to get it, you know, because and it was kind of cool. It cost a little bit, but it was worth it. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy of that. I've been searching for that for years, you know, on eBay or comic book conventions, you know, searching, you know, looking for it. I have other TV guides issues. And some people mentioned that I'm like Frank Costanza from Seinfeld, played by Jerry Stiller. Well, that's fine, you know, but I've been collecting long before the show premiered doing that. So I don't have a huge collection. I have a good collection. So that's kind of nice. Also, let's see what else. Also, last week was the 75th anniversary of WGN Channel 9. It premiered on April 4th, I believe. April 4th, 1948. When they premiered, they just had a big fanfare, and not really programming. They just had like a band. They played music and probably discussed what they're going to show. And then I found the ad in the Chicago Tribune, which is the next day of television programming. And it didn't really start until in the afternoon. And they had news, a talk show. They had the weather. Sports came later. Probably in the summer. Like, for example, they would broadcast the Cubs, which they did broadcast in 1948. That'd be kind of cool to see. I believe Jack Brickhouse was the sportscaster at the time. I think he was. I really believe that. Okay. Also, next ad, next post, I meant. I found a poster from the 1970s. It's for Kenny's Shoes. And I remember these shoes very well because I owned a pair like that. Mine was like blue with the stripes. Also, I had a pair with was white with blue stripes. So I had like that. It was kind of nice. And that was during high school. I wore those. And Kenny's is no longer around. Maybe I'll do a podcast episode about that company. So it'd be interesting. Okay. And let's see what else. Oh, okay. About a few days ago, I posted a photo of the Dan Ryan, the expressway in Chicago, and this featured the L train, and behind in the background, it was the Magicus sign, which we all know and remembered. And there were three signs of those. There was one on the Dan Ryan, there was one on the Kennedy by Montrose, and the other one was on the 290 Expressway on the west side. And when I posted this photo, a lot of people thought it was the Kennedy. And I go, no. If you look on the right side of the photo, you will see the 87th Street entrance. That would tell you that's on the Dan Ryan. And this photo is from 1978, which is kind of nice. And people always tell me that, when you're on the Magicus sign, it tells you're on your way home, or you're not too far from your house. It's like that. It's like a guide. And at night, it's kind of cool seeing at night with the lips kissing. I saw it once when I was a kid, and I saw it. That was kind of cool. But I used to see the sign in the daytime because I lived in Roseland at the time, and my dad worked downtown. He used to take the L. That's one of his transportation, that's one of the ways of transportation. He took the South Suburban Expressway bus sometimes with that, the one on Michigan Avenue where we lived. But he took the Dan Ryan, he took the L sometimes, and took the Michigan bus. It depended on his schedule. I'm sorry. And I remember, well, I used to ride that the L when I was very little, and I used to see that sign. That was kind of cool, with the Magicus. It showed the time, it showed the ads. Like it was located around 86th Street, 85th Street. It was there for years, but it's gone now. Okay. All right. Next up, I found an advertisement from 1980 from Zehr, and this was from Easter. And people were making fun of the clothes like that. So I thought it was kind of cool to celebrate the Easter like that. And a lot of people remember the store. They remember the advertisements in the newspapers, like mostly from Sunday papers, the Chicago Tribune or the Chicago Sun-Times. It's very colorful. You have your Easter suit. You have one kid holding the Easter basket. The other one's holding a couple of kids are holding Easter bunnies. So it's nice. So you get your Easter outfits, to go to church like that or to celebrate. That's kind of nice. It's so pretty like that. Also, I posted this photo of a candy box that's egg-shaped from Dutch Mill Candies. And that candy company was well known back long back then. The other one was like Fannie Mae or Demet's. That's even back then, way back. And Andes Candies, but Dutch Mills. I found this, and it's a pretty box. It's egg shape. It's multicolored, like pastel pink and light blue. It's pretty with a bow on top. So I figured, yeah, why not? Why don't I post that for Easter? Okay. Let's see what else. And then I found a photo. It was a CTA bus. This was the Hyde Park Express bus on State Street. And it was just in front of the state, and in front of the bus, the building that's in front of the bus was Lytton's department store. They were well known for their clothes, men's clothes and women's clothes. Beautiful store, beautiful clothing. We all miss it. It's a shame. A lot of people saw the photo. They mentioned they work there, they shop there. They miss the store very much. Excuse me. I don't blame them. I miss it too. I bought a couple ties one time over there, like that. Let's see. And what do we have here? Oh, I guess that's it. For my posts on Van Chicagoland. Okay. So that's it for the show. So I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the Hams beer commercials that aired on television in Chicago that featured the Hams bear. Also, I talked about past posts on my Facebook page, Fan of Chicagoland. As for next episode, I don't know when. I know I'm not going to do one this weekend because it's my Easter and I'm going to be busy. So I'll be going to church. Maybe Friday morning I'll do one. We'll see. If not, it'll be a week from today. I'll post an update on my social media accounts and let you know. Okay. And once this episode is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Also, my YouTube channel, Fan of Chicagoland Stories. You will find that. Also, it'll be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. Okay. So this is Pico Stanis, your host of Fan of Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed listening. And that's the end of the show, folks. And bye-bye for me. And here is Ray Rainer closing the show with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.